550 monitoring some man things.
WRCT 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring frequency. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, signing off for the evening.
WSGI 432 monitoring.
WSHF 567 monitoring. WSHF 567 monitoring. Good morning, Mr. Dell.
WSOZ 793 monitoring.
Good morning, WSFZ 793 from WSGU 844. Happy Easter, my friend.
Good morning, Sherman. Happy Easter right back to you. What's happening? How you doing?
We just woke up and, yeah, doing good. The tractor isn't, yeah, I did everything that I was going to, and man, it ran like a rape date. And then, I had the blade down too far, so I stopped. I'm going to unkey so I don't get penalized here on my radio. Okay. So I got off, turned off the blade, and kind of got the grass blades out of there, and instead of getting back on the seat to turn the blades back on, I thought, well, just turn the blades on, and it stalled and made a black puff of smoke, and that was it. I couldn't get it going. And a few hours later, I tried, and it wouldn't go either.
Yeah, that I did that. You, hopefully you were sitting on the seat while you're trying to start it. You try opening the throttle all the way up, no choke, and rolling it.
I don't know what you mean by opening up the throttle and rolling it.
Make sure the choke is off, drive all the way up to full speed, and turning it over.
Yeah, still wouldn't start. But, that's not the reason why I was chatting with you. I'm just glad to hear your voice. I was concerned for you, my friend. I tried calling you all the ways. I had to call you and couldn't get a hold of you the last couple of days. But I'm glad to hear your voice, and thanks for the text. Let me know that you're okay.
Yeah, Roger, no problem. I appreciate your concern, man. I'm all right. There's some stuff going on, and I didn't have the radio on or anything. But, you know, like I said, I appreciate your concern. I'm trying to think here because you said that you had the blades down too far, and you didn't stall it, did you, when you had the blades down too far?
Well, negative. Well, you could tell that it was working a little harder than it should, so I turned up on the motor up a little bit more, and it was fine. I got up, I was in the ditch, and got out of the ditch, and then I noticed that the blades weren't, the grass wasn't going in the bags. So that's why I stopped and I left it running, and I went down there and got to get rid of the big clumps.
Yeah, Roger that. In most cases, you're supposed to run them at full throttle, man, when you're mowing and stuff. You're supposed to run them up at full throttle. I mean, if you're mowing grass that, like, you know, close that don't even need to be mowed, I mean, really low, you don't really have to run it at full, but in most cases, owner's book will even tell you, you go to mow, you should run it at full throttle.
Yeah, well, I had it going where the motor wasn't hesitating or anything, and it wasn't, seemed like it was, didn't have enough power, but, yeah, but there in the ditch, I thought it was bogging a little bit, so I turned it up a little more, and, yeah, it was fine, but I don't know, that mower deck, it's funny, because I never could put it down at the old place. It would scalp the grass. It was just down to 3.5.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, John Deere decks, man, they're always kind of a thing to adjust, to try to level out and what have you. And I don't know if you have the year, the same year, but for a couple of years there, the right blade and the left blade, which are different blades, if you took them off, you sharpened them, put them on the wrong side, you'll end up scalping the grass on one side and cutting the grass with the other, or barely. They had that set up, all them yard machine had them set up, Craftsman, Sears, Craftsman, everything was the dumbest design. They don't do that now, but that's another thing too, they're okay.
I was talking to my friend, our friend, Kevin. He's got the same machine, same model, same year. Twilight Zone.
WRCT 820, sorry to break in. Can I get a radio check? I'm not sure if my mic is working.
Yeah, it's working, my friend.
All right, thanks for that. You guys have a great Easter. WRZT 820, clear and monitoring.
You also, thank you. WSGU 844.
That sounds great over here too. WSOZ 793 ID. Yeah, the thing, when you flood them, on all of them, any one of them, if you flood them, you make sure the choke is turned off, make sure the throttle is wide open, and then you roll it over, and the engine takes in more air than fuel, and it, you know, clears the cylinder, and it usually the light right up, okay?
Yeah, I tried that, and it didn't work. I'll go out there today and try to fire it up, but I don't know, I think there's more than just that. It was when I was turning it over, something quite didn't sound right in the motor. Almost like it threw something, but it didn't go through the cylinder, or it didn't go through the motor, so I don't know, something doesn't seem right.
You did change the oil and everything, right?
Roger, roger.
Oh, when it was running, you didn't hear any tapping or knocking noises or nothing, did you?
Negative. It ran the best it's ever done in a long time, man. It's sounding real good.
Yeah, roger. Well, it's highly unlikely you threw a rod or anything. You'd have thrown a rod, you'd have known it. The grinding and the banging noise would have... You would have known if you tossed a rod. You probably got a bad spark plug. I don't know how old that spark plug is in it. And when's the last time you had the air cleaner off?
It didn't make any of that noise, but trying to start it, it didn't sound right. No, it ran good until I bogged it down when I that black smoke came out of it when I was trying to turn on the blade, not sitting on the seat. Over.
Yeah, roger. Well, black smoke. Black, that's usually a sign of too much fuel. Black is, rich. Or, well, in other words, black smoke coming out of it, that's fuel. That's from fuel, so could have flooded out if it did anything. If you're not sitting on the seat, let's say, and you hit the key, does the engine still roll over and not start, or does it do nothing at all?
Yeah, that's the case you think so, won't. Wait a minute. When you have the parking brake on, or whatever you want to call it, emergency brake on that thing, it will turn over. But then you turn the blade on, and then it shuts off right away. So that's a safety thing. Like I said, I get myself together here and have breakfast, have our coffee. I haven't had coffee yet. And, we got a lot of things we want to start taking care of the pole barn. Kind of move things around and get shelves up. But, try to fire it back up.
Hey, Roger that. Well, then you give me a call if it doesn't. Because you got the time to mess with it a little bit. You call me on the phone. We'll get it straightened out. I don't want to do, I didn't want to go through all that out here. It'd be better if I was on the phone with you anyway. And, you know, we'll get it going again. Ain't no sweat. I don't think you did just blew the inside the engine, though. I'll be very surprised if you did. But like I said, even if you did, you would have known it. It made a hell of a noise before it stopped spinning there. So we'll take care of that there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Well, yeah, like I said, yeah, it was one hell of a big thing. Kelly hurt us in the house. And I, like I said, the poop of black smoke, but it's done that before, so. But yeah, I'm going to do my best to get that thing back running again. But yeah, I'm going to let you go to clear the channel, and I'll get back with you later on.
Yeah, okay, very good. Alright. I'm gonna be very surprised if you did anything. But I'll help you out over the phone. I'll show you how to find out if you did or didn't. You know, toss a rat or anything that's in the stuff. We'll get it going again, I guarantee. As long as you didn't pull the inside the motor. And I don't really see how that could have happened, but as long as they had clean oil in and everything, and I don't see how that could have happened. Especially since you didn't hear them knocking. Usually you'll hear knocking and stuff before the thing lets go. Anyway, we'll talk to you a little bit, Sherman. You and Kelly have a good Easter, and if I don't. But like I said, man, just give me a call, and we'll sort it out there. Sounding good, too. You sound good today. WSSZ 793, I'm monitoring after your final.
Sounds good, Dave. Yeah, barely hear the Detroit diesel this morning, so yeah, you sound good too. So good to hear your voice. Glad you're okay. And you have a good Easter also, my friend. And we'll give you a holler later. Talk to you later, buddy. WSGU 844. And we'll be on a monitoring side for a bit. Talk to you later, buddy.
Roger, my friend.
WRPV 448, wishing the GMRS community a very happy and safe Easter. God bless America. WRPV 448, clear and monitoring.
WSFZ 793 minor.
USPI 432 monitoring.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Happy Easter, monitoring the frequency.
WRK 359, have you back at that Easter to you back up to the Bob. We clear monitoring.
Roger that. Thank you, Robert. You be safe and have a great day, sir.
WSFZ 793, quick radio check.
WRZP 544, have you Lima Charlie, sir?
Hey, 544. Where are you at? Morning or afternoon here? No, good afternoon time to you. How you doing, sir?
Any better, it'd be illegal. And happy Easter to you and yours as well, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, I forgot to throw that in. It wasn't until after I unkeyed I realized I didn't wish you happy Easter. Is this thing working?
Yeah, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Sounds good. Crystal clear modulation, and most definitely readable.
Yeah, Roger, that. I appreciate it. Just checking something out here. So what's happening up there? What's the progress?
I believe the last I read and heard, less than 6,000 here in Sheboygan County. I understand down south, Gaylord and Alpena are still having issues, but the recovery continues to make progress.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I hope the it all comes together soon. This has got to be, it's been a while. It's been a while, so yeah, it must have been devastating up there. I was going across YouTube, I think yesterday or something, and somebody up there took a video, big time video, pretty long one, posted it to YouTube, and I was watching it, and, you know, I mean, I understand. It's one thing to hear you say what's happening up there and everybody else, but it's another thing when you're looking at it, you know, and you're like, wow, man, that's pretty rough there, okay?
Roger that. And T actually seen it and drove through here. The devastation was definitely catastrophic. At DNR estimates 3 million acres worth of forest up here. Pretty much been affected. The other real hazard is fire. It's like a
this fire is definitely going to be elevated here. So, you know, everybody play safe when they're camping, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. And I can understand that, too. For sure there. All right, well, Bob, it's good to hear you. Always good to hear you. Always good talking to you, too, my friend. And I got some stuff going on here. I got to get back at it. And before I lose my, I don't know if the word is motivation or train of thought or whatever it is. Anyway, you're sounding good. Sounding really good. And I'm glad everything's going okay for you. And happy Easter to you and yours over there. And we'll speak on you later. WSFZ 793, I'll clear after your final.
Roger that. Pleasure's always on this end as well. Be safe and enjoy the rest of your day there and have a safe week. I'm sure we'll talk before then. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, clear and monitoring.
Roger. Back in the
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring. WSB 49 will be standing by. SHW-556, mobile and monitoring.
WSZ-793, monitoring.
WRXD-901 in the mobile. It's a Michigan mobile. WRXD-901, we're trying.
Magnolia 501, WRNW through 29, returning.
I did hear someone coming back there to me, maybe. I'm not getting very good signal under here. I'm kind of blocking the where I'm parking. I can't let lose the vehicle. Anyway, Bill here, WRXD-901. I'm going to be on the side with the mobile back in the car. Figured I'd see if I can hit the repeater from Midland, Michigan.
All right, I copy that. I guess you're on, you might be on the edge of the repeater. A little noisy coming through. I heard you say, Bill, I'm over in Clinton Township on a handheld, but we couldn't make you out there. WRNW. 329, Cameron, Clinton Township.
Yeah, probably out here in the bridge. WRXD-901, Midland, Michigan, in the mobile. We'll be back. You're going to keep listening. Talk to you later.
All right, Bill. You safe out there. I will be standing by listening anyway. WRNW, 329, clear for now.
Station out of Midland, WIUG 48, copy. Station out of Midland, Michigan, WIUG 48, copy.
Crank it up, Jack, crank it up.
I don't know, I'm on the rubber duck. I don't know if you can hear me or not.
If I can hear you down river, can you, he must hear you up there.
Well, Robert, happy Easter, by the way.
Whiskey Robert Breaking, 359. Happy Easter to both of you guys. I didn't go, my sister-in-law, I stayed home. I had a terrible headache, and I drink a lot of Hanover Rugrats be skimming, so I stayed home. All right, I'll get the air back, way back to you guys, and happy, like again, happy Easter. Talk to you guys later. So be RFK, we'll be on the site monitoring.
Sam, happy Easter to you too.
Happy Easter to all you gentlemen out there. Look at the subsidy 790.
Sam, are you still out there?
Oh yeah, I'm sure, listen.
And that guy way over there in Midland. Should I ask him, are you in downtown Midland?
Yeah, I thought he was, he said he'd be back out here again or something. Something he was doing, I don't know if he was mobile or not. It sounded like it was just, maybe he's a little skip away, huh?
I guess so. You might hear people out of Ohio tonight, too. I think that it's open tonight.
Yeah, maybe it'll be a little open as we get close to the evening time here. I was on 10 meters earlier this morning, but I wasn't doing the greatest. Heard a few people out there, but I couldn't make no contact, so shut that down.
All right, Sam. Take care. Happy Easter, by the way. Catch you later. WIZ 48.
All right, Jeff. We'll talk to you later. Happy Easter to you and that other gentleman who's out there. Can't remember the name or the numbers, but happy Easter to you. WRNW 329, clear for now.
WSHR 566-844, you got ears on?
WRG901 Mobile, Midland, Michigan.
WSBM993 Mobile and Monitoring.
Hey, WRG901 here, the Mobile. I'm not sure what repeater I'm in. If I just tag it on, it might be varying.
Come on, back on
that
again,
WIEG-14.
Copy.
Hey, copy that. I wasn't sure what repeater I'm talking on. Maybe Saginaw. Or the Barrington repeater. I just got the mobile. Went back up today, so. Just installed the mobile.
Are you in Midland County?
Yeah, I'm over here by the Lisbon Hospital. Clark, am I? Trying to find a good spot to talk.
How far are you in Midland, downtown Midland?
Oh, probably 2 miles. I'm over here by the hospital. Over here by the hospital in Midland.
You're on Saginaw repeater. That's where you're at. My name is Jack, and I'm WRUG48. I'm over here right now, West Schofield, but my station is Rochester Hills.
Copy that, Jack. I'll talk to you before. Name here is Bill. I had a repeater set up for a little while, but I wasn't. Yeah, definitely have talked to you before when the Barrington repeater was linked up.
Oh, yeah. How you doing today? Happy Easter, by the way.
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I just came here to visit the family in West Schofield, and I want to see if this thing getting out or not.
Yeah, it's down a year. I wasn't sure if I was even making it into the repeater, but I'm not going to do too bad of a job. Now I was just trying to play out a little bit. It looks like my passengers are coming out the door still. Good talking to you. Get you out there again. WRXD 901.
Yeah, no problem. Take care and have a good evening. WIG 48.
Happy Easter again there, Jack. Appreciate that text message. WSBM 993 monitoring.
No problem. Take care, buddy. WIG 48.
SHW-556, anybody copy?
I copy you. This is WSAX-432.
Hey, good to hear. Just trying out a couple of changes with my mobile station. Good to know it's working good. WSHW-556, read you loud and clear.
WRXR 548.
You out there, Corey? WSTY 438.
WSDU 202, and we're monitoring.
WSDH 380, monitoring in the mobile. WSCI 847. WSCI 847. WING 48, copy. WSCI 847. WSCI 847. WING 48, copy. WING 48, clear.
I heard you, and I'm not sure we understand all. Barrington. Alrighty. We're clear. Listen.
WSHW 556, anybody copy? SHW 556, clear.
WSAU 847. Listening, hang around, Jack.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
WSHW 556, how's it going, 993?
Thank you, Roger. That going pretty well, actually. I hope your Easter went well and all that good stuff. Out mobiling tonight for a little bit here before I get ready to go back home and Other than that, I'm not really doing too much otherwise, but hopefully your evening and whatnot's going well also.
Yeah, today certainly went pretty well. Didn't do a whole lot, so it was very interesting, but outside of that, went to a friend's place, played with my RC truck a little bit, came home, had some good dinner. Now I'm just kind of sitting here watching TV, unwinding for a little while.
Roger that. There you go. Nothing wrong with that, man. For sure. Appreciate the call out there and whatnot to talk with me tonight. I greatly appreciate it. Always good to hear from you. But yeah, other than that, man, that's pretty much about it. But you definitely have yourself a good evening and whatnot, and we'll definitely talk with you again. And take care and all that good stuff, and we'll talk with you. This will be WSBM 993 clear and monitoring after your final.
Hey, you as well. Hopefully you have a good rest of your night. Be safe out there. Outside of that, good chatting with you. Hope to do it again sometime soon. WSHW 556, clear and monitoring.